Chair. First, concerning the Democratic Republic of Congo, I would like to ask the NGOs if they have the information needed. It's about the beginning of the implementation of this action plan of the government for the period 2024-2028, because it's about to ensure development of the defense and security forces. Also, it contains action, apparently. It said that it contains action for pursuit and eradication of the armed groups operating in the country, particularly in the east. Do you know what is the particular action that was already planned? It should have been planned also in 24, now we are 25. And is there any also civic control possibility from NGOs to control this very important, I think, action for dismantling the essence, actually, of ensuring the security for this pursuit and eradication? Do you know something about that? Second, concerning the NGOs from Belarus, concerning the fight against domestic violence, against violence against women, since there are so many NGOs dissolved, liquidated, self-liquidated, concerning the protection given to women from domestic violence, including shelters. So how are now the services of remaining services of NGOs were existing? Do they act with limited capacity, or is there still possible to protect women? And how do they, if needed, interact, because it's needed to interact with the government and cooperate? So what is the atmosphere? Because I think otherwise, I think protection of women cannot be implemented. Thank you.